When everybody's on the journey, suppose you say you're going on a journey, you don't know what is your destination, you don't know where you're going then, you just walk it. You might be just like a wandering person, right? Praise the Lord. So, you want to look at what is your final destination. What is your final destination? Think about it. When you've done all that you're supposed to do, when you get all that you're supposed to get, right? Then, a time is coming when you'll have to, you'll leave everything here. The Bible tells you brought nothing into this world. And then what will be your final destination? Everybody know what will be your final destination? Is heaven for everybody? Who you think? All right. So God make heaven available for every human being, isn't that so? But I think everybody going there. Why? Because getting to heaven is conditional. Right? What Jesus said? I am the way. I am the way, the what? The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So I want to sing a song in relation to this message. And if you know it, join in with me, right? If you know it, join in with me. Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's an old song. Go like this. Just one life to live on earth, and it quickly pass away. From the moment of our birth till the time has come to die, God has given us the choice to decide our destiny in a million years. Where will you be? Where will you be in a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be free? What age is old throughout eternity? I'll ask this question, where will you be? In the Bible we are told of a babe that will come. The people of the earth will be gathered around God's throne and stand before the King for all the world to see. Will he say, well done, where will you be? Where will you be in a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be free? While it is old throughout eternity, I'll ask this question, where will you be? I ask this question, where will you be? Praise God. Let's just worship the Lord. For the day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, then he'll take me by the hand and lead me through his promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be, when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, and he'll take take me by the hand and lead me through the promised land. For the day, glorious day that will be. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a day, glorious day.
What a day, glorious day that will be.
Suppose, just suppose though the Lord comes right now. Or suppose the Lord comes today. Are you going to be with the Lord? If you miss heaven, you miss it all. What's your profit if we gain everything in this world and then lose our own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So I want us to, by the grace of God, get our priorities right. Amen? We need to get our priorities right. And we need to ensure at all times that if the Lord should come, we'll be prepared to meet Him. Amen? I said amen?
Amen.
I said amen?
Amen.
We'll be prepared to meet Him. Is everybody prepared to meet the Lord? Everybody prepared to meet the Lord? Everybody prepared to meet the Lord? Alright, praise the Lord. So while we are here upon planet Earth, we need to do all that we need to do so that we can enter the straight and narrow road. Amen? I said the straight and narrow road. Amen? Wide is the road. Wide is the way that what? This is what the Bible says. This is what it says. Wide is the way. Our broad is the road that what? Leads to what? So it is broad, but narrow is the way that what? Leads to what? And let me tell you this. In order to get to heaven, Satan is going to fight your belief from beginning to end because he don't want you to get there. Why are you going through all those things, what you're going through, and you want to live to please the Lord? If you still want to maybe go through a lot of things in life, just say we're lying and live for you, Lord. And a lot of things may become a lot easier. But if you really want to live to please the Lord, then a lot of things may come your way. All those who will live godly shall, not me, but shall suffer persecution. Art, as you heard, we're having a board meeting. We have one, two things to settle in the board meeting. Some people need to get their membership straightened out. They were baptized and they need to reach with the board so we can get them their membership. Remember, as a church, there are three principles we live by. First of all, there's basically two principles. One, the word of God. Man shall not live by what? But by every word. So if you're coming to this church here, it's expected from the pastor right down, everybody's supposed to live by the word of God. Amen? Amen? Everybody understand that? Because it's what God told us. Then we have something called a constitution, right? Constitution of our assembly here. And if a person falls below the standard of the constitution, that means it's have to be, you know, something that will affect this the church, influence of the church, then we have something called discipline, right? Now, discipline in the general sense is a kind of punishment, but it's to let the, to help, it's really, discipline is supposed to help the individual that it has been given to, and also let the church know that we have a standard, amen? You understand what I'm trying to say? So even if a person's on this way, we love them, we try to help them. Good? Presently, we have one person on discipline. So we reach with them at the board, and when they're disciplined, right now they won't be permitted to partake in the activities of the church until the discipline is over, right? Which I don't think will be very long. Sister Onisa is on discipline right now, and I would like to just inform the church so you can know. We met with her. Thank God she was not rebellious, but she was, to my mind, she was repentant and. And she shows spirit that is the right spirit. Amen? Good. So we need to help all our brothers and sisters in Christ. and trust God and the Lord will help us through. Everybody still happy?
Yes.
Good. So I'm saying, what did the Lord tell us? If you want to get to heaven, what the Bible says? Follow peace and what? Holiness. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen? We love everybody, but we've got to trust the Lord to help everyone also. So, question. What is your final destination? Everybody know? I'm trying to get you with this message. What is your final destination? Where are you planning to live forever? Where you plan to live forever? You sure? Now, if you don't know, let me tell you, according to God's word, what will be your final destination. It is either heaven or hell. And you will have to decide if you want to go there or not. Nobody making that decision for you. What the Bible says, you must what? Work out your what? Own salvation. With fear. If they listen, God is my witness. I pray for every single person. And the only way I could do that is by praying in the Spirit, right? Praying in tongues. And I would to God every single human being go to heaven. But you think everybody go to heaven? No, because some people don't want to serve God. If you don't want to serve God, how you going to get to heaven? You have to serve God, isn't that so? The word of God is very clear. If you're going to go to heaven, you must receive Christ as Lord and Savior through His help. And don't tell me you can't. Because the word says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The reason why some of us are failing is because we don't take God at His word. The word of God said, I can do all things what? Through Christ which strengthens me. Right? So, you have to decide, I have to decide whether I want to go to heaven or hell. As a matter of fact, even if I want to backslide right now, nobody here can stop me. It's my. God made me what you call a free moral agent. I have the power to choose whether I want to live for God or not to live for God. I have the power to choose whether I want to go to heaven or hell. So don't blame God if you go to hell. Blame yourself, right? So let us examine these places. And after doing so, you decide where you would like to live forever. Sometimes when I pray to God, I pray to the Lord, I say, Lord, I'm not God. I'm very much conscious I'm not God. Anybody here is God? There are certain things I can do, and certain things I can't do. I'm not God. You say, if you're going to save people, I save this whole village. We want to have place in it. But people have to make a decision whether they want to serve God or not. Amen? Same thing with the people in the church. Everybody have to continually make a decision whether you want to continue to serve the Lord or not. The songwriter rightly wrote, I have decided to follow Jesus. You have to decide, not me. I could pray for you, I could help you, I could weep for you, I could mourn for you. But you have to make a decision to serve Christ. And let's find out, if you make a decision to serve Christ and live according to God's word, but of course, biblically speaking, your destination will be heaven. But if you don't, your destination will be hell. That will be your final destination. So after you know you're here, you choose whether you want to go to heaven or hell. Joshua 24:15 tells us what? Choose ye this day what? Whom you will serve. Whom you will serve. Every husband, every wife, every child, you have to choose for yourself. Your father can't live your Christian life for you, your brother, your wife, or nobody. You gotta live it for yourself. Amen? You gotta serve God as an individual. Praise the Lord. You'll make it to heaven if you do that. Now Hebrews 11:16 tells us, it's NIV, the author of Hebrew making reference to some believers says they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Now, is there a longing in your heart to go to heaven?
Yes.
Come on. Is there a desire? What Paul the Apostle says, for me to live is Christ. And remember one time he said, I'm between two opinions. Whether to remain or to go. Did he say to go is better? Did Paul the Apostle say to go is better?
Yes.
So is there a longing in your heart for heaven?
Yes.
Remember Jim Reeve rightly sang? This world is not my home. I'm just a prostitute. If what? Heaven is not my home, Lord, what will I do? Right? So, you will have to decide Whether you want to go to heaven or hell, and if there's a longing in your heart, praise the Lord. No, God look at your longing. God has bypassed what we say and we do, and he looked at the motive why we do what we do. You know that? You know what is a motive? A motive is the reason you're doing what you're doing. Some people might be doing, I might be preaching, but my motive is not to glorify God and to please. My motive might be just for a show. The same thing could go for any other thing. I could be singing, I could be playing a show, anything. And could you be just for a show? No. The scripture says, whatever you do, it goes on to the Lord. So God bypass all the things and look straight in your heart. Why are you doing what you're doing? Longing. Hallelujah. They were longing for a better country. Are you longing for a better country?
Yes.
Are you longing for this better country?
Yes.
Now, how would you like to live in a country where the government is perfect, where there's no crime, and where there's no shortage of jobs, money, etc.? I tell you the truth, if there was such a country existing, I would certainly like to become a citizen of that country. You know, long ago, I don't know if they still refer to America as being the land of what? Milk and honey?
Nope.
The land of where dreams come true? Well, a land of opportunity? You think it's still the same? Huh? All depends, right? All depends.
Land of lemonade.
Land of lemonade. Well, today there's a better country than that existing. You know the Bible called heaven a country? Do you know the Bible called heaven a country? It says they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. So this one is nothing to be compared to the one that we are going to. Amen? If you miss heaven, you missed it all. Praise the Lord. Now, some of us, we have three citizens. Some I have two. Some I only have one. So let me hear the different citizenship that you have now. Now one, I'm still a citizen of Guyana. I ain't give up my citizenship in Guyana. I think I want to go back to my country. Amen? Now it's a real battle, the country they come from. If the Lord didn't allow me to come in, not the same country that you live in, and if the same not the same God that is in Guyana, the same God is in America, the same God. So I have citizenship in Guyana. I have citizenship in America for some years now. Praise the Lord. I know, I guess, you know when you're going in for citizenship over here, you feel kind of somewhat, you know, good. I know you say I'm a citizen of America, of the USA, without a passport to travel in any part of the world. Well, then we can have a good question mark on that. If you want to go to some of them Arab country now and you're a US citizen, they might want to kidnap you probably. we're traveling. Then there's a third citizenship I have. Hear what the Bible tells us. All right? Philippians 3 and verse 20. This is NIV, right? NIV. Bring it up on the board. If you can get it. Number one, again, I want you to see that you're not only a citizenship of this earth here. You're not a citizenship of the country that you're living in. Philippians 3:20, NIV. Let me see if you can get it. Alright. This is Philippians, right? Alright. What it says here? Come on, read it.
But our citizenship is in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And we eagerly await a Savior from the Lord Jesus Christ.
So we got citizenship where?
In heaven.
In heaven, amen? You think everybody got citizenship in heaven? Huh? Do you know before you get citizenship here, you have to go through some things? Isn't that so? And sometimes, some people might get rejected, some people might be accepted, but thank God, our citizenship is in heaven. How do you think we get citizenship there? Rarely, except a man is what?
Born
again. You cannot, in other words, you have to have the born again experience before you get citizenship in heaven. Hallelujah! Our citizenship is in heaven. Now let me describe him. So, how can I describe heaven for you based on the scripture? Praise the Lord. The word heaven and heavens are used 718 times in the Bible. And not only on every occasion it means a country called heaven. For two other places are called heaven. And they are one, the clouds, Genesis 1, 8 and 9. Two, the starry place. According to the scripture, three places are called heaven. But the three places are not in the same location. So when the Bible says, and God created the heaven, the word, they should have put S here. God created the heavens and the earth. Praise the Lord. One, there's a clouds, which is called, let me get it back. Two other places are called heaven, and they are one, the clouds, Genesis 1, 8 and 9, two, the starry places, Genesis 1, 14 and 19. So, three locations. But there's heaven where God lives. It's also called heaven, right? It's also called heaven. Now, what is the country? What is the country called heaven? The country called heaven, like the earth, was created by God in the beginning. Before the earth, Genesis 1:1 tells us, in the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth. How does the Bible describe the country called heaven? Say, want to go to heaven? Come on. I want to go to heaven. You know that song, right? Like that? I want to go to heaven. When I die? I want to go to heaven when I die. Now, here the Bible describes this place called heaven. It is number one, a high place. Isaiah 57:15 tells us, God himself speaking says, I live in a high and holy place. So it's high, amen? Then it's not only high, it's holy. Isaiah 57:15 tells us, it is a holy place. What is the size of heaven? Anybody know the size of heaven? Alright. The Bible does not tell us, but judging from the size of its cities, Revelation 21:9-27, and its inhabitants, Hebrews 12:22-23, it is a large country. It is called paradise. 2 Corinthians 12:4. Father's house, St. John 14:2. Heavenly country, Hebrews 11:13-16. A city, Hebrews 11:10. The Bible describes a city in heaven called New Jerusalem. According to the Bible, it is a beautiful place. I believe it will be the most beautiful place your eyes will ever behold. Think about beauty. I believe this Jerusalem, New Jerusalem, will be so beautiful that you cannot describe it for its beauty. Wherever God reveals himself in personal presence and unveiled glory is heaven. And this is true of heaven above and one day in heaven, New Jerusalem or not. Heaven is a place where the righteous will live forever. It will be a place where there is no need for lights. Well, one time over here is get blackout, right? In some place. In Guyana, frequent, right? But it will be a place where there's no need for lights. For the glory of the or the light of the Lord will bright up heaven. Bright up the place. Revelation 22:5. Remember when Jesus came to Saul of Tarsus met with Jesus? His presence was as what? Bright as the what? So imagine the Lord is there. He's so bright. You don't need for lights. Amen? And the Son of Righteousness have arisen with healing in his wing. You mind when that glory doesn't start moving? That's why they can't. I don't think there will be any sickness there because the glory, the presence of the Lord will be, of course, you'll have a resurrected body. There will be no more night. There will be no need for light or a lamp or the lights of the sun. For the Lord God will give the light or be their light. It will be a place of, listen to this now. Some people want to run away from one country to another country. That government is not what it's supposed to be, right? It will be a place of perfect government, perfect provision, perfect sinlessness, perfect communion, perfect possession, perfect glory, perfect justice, perfect satisfaction, perfect peace, perfect joy, etc. Revelation 22. It will be a place of mansions, streets of gold. Praise the Lord. Mansions, St. John 14, 1 and 3. Streets of gold, Revelation 21:21. Rivers. In heaven, we're going to have rivers? What do you think? Check up Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Trees, it will be a place of trees too. Musical instruments, singing. Revelation 14, 2 tells us, I heard a song from heaven like the roar of a rushing water, like a song, a loud peal of thunder. The song I heard was like that of harpists playing their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne. You better learn, even if you can't sing. You know the Bible says, make a what? Some, not everybody have you who could sing, but the Bible says, make a what? Joyful noise. Even if you can't sing, make some noise. Amen? Amen? Make some noise. Hallelujah. It will be a place of no hunger nor thirst. Hallelujah. Revelation 7:16. A place of no sorrow, sickness, pain, nor death. Revelation 21:4. A place of rest, joyous service, stability. That is a place where the joy, peace, health, and happiness will last forever. Lord, one of these good days, Lord, when the battle is over, you shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Amen? Right now it's a battle. Right now it's a fight. Right now we're going through testings and trials and situations in life. But just one glimpse of Him in glory will what? All the toils of life appear. It will worth it, brethren. I said it will worth it. With all the struggle and all the testing, all the persecution and all the insult and everything that you get, and all you keep living to please the Lord and working to please, it will worth it. I said it will worth it. Hallelujah. It will be a place where God, our Heavenly Father, will be. Jesus, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Helper, the angels of God, and the saints of God will be there forever. Now, honestly, God is my witness. If I go to heaven and I find Jesus, come out there. Me want to go. Me want to see Him. Heaven is about Jesus, isn't that so?
Amen.
How would you like to go to heaven and the Father is not there, Jesus is not there, and the Holy Spirit is not there? Would you want to stay there? Why should they want to stay there? My heaven, you know that song goes like, He is my heaven, all is forgiven. You know that song like that? If Jesus is not your all in all here, then when you go up there, you think you're going to want, you're going to be all in all? Huh? You got to make Him Lord here. I say you got to make Him Lord here.
Yes.
Now, this is some humorous. I don't mean to be insultive or whatever, right? But it's some humorous. We had a minister friend in Guyana. Well, another time they had the president or the prime minister, he was not so good, right? Because of certain things he used to do and whatever. So the minister said, if I go to heaven, and I say, come out to heaven. Oh, you go to heaven? You think God could save anybody? Come on, you think God could save anybody? Come on, you don't believe God could save anybody? So if we go up in heaven and meet Saddam Hussein, what's going to happen? You don't still want to stay there? You think God could save Saddam Hussein? Come on, you think God could save him? Bring the thief on the cross, what the Lord said. Today thou shalt be with me in
paradise.
So don't limit the grace of God. Christ just came into the world to save all kinds of sinners. Suppose you go up there and you reach up Adolf Hitler now. Could God grace reach save Adolf Hitler if he go to heaven and reach him there? Come on. Is that possible? That is how God graces. God's love is higher than the heavens, so to speak. Deeper than the sea. So high you can't get over it. So low you can't. So wide you can't get around. Wonderful love. Thank God he's a loving God. But for you to get to heaven, you can be the vilest and wicked of sinners. You must do what the word of God says. Amen? You see Christ as Savior and Lord and live for him according to God's love. Now, who will not go to heaven? You think heaven is for everybody?
Nope. Yeah.
That's a tricky question, right? Tricky. You think everybody, in other words, everybody going to heaven then?
No.
Everybody could go to heaven, right?
Yes.
But is everybody going to heaven?
No.
So who's not going to heaven?
Unbelievers.
Those who didn't accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, and those who were not living according to God's word. It's so simple. That's why God can judge people. I believe you can judge them real hard, you know. You can give them an opportunity to escape hell and go to heaven and they reject it. How shall we escape if we what? Neglect so great a salvation. So who will go to heaven? Who will go to heaven now? All those who are saved and are living according to God's word, right? Alright. The Old Testament saints had any hope of going to heaven? Are we looking at the old and we look at the new? When a person died in the Old Testament, did they have any hope of going to heaven? Did they even try to get to heaven? No. But did they have a hope of going there? Alright, look, listen to what Hebrews 11:16 tells us. Here the author of Hebrews making reference to some Old Testament believers says, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared a city for them. What is the city God has prepared for all believers? New Jerusalem, or heavenly Jerusalem. Revelation 21:2 tells us, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. When an Old Testament believer died, where did he went according to this Bible? A lot of little here now, right? A little, pick up a little from scripture. When an Old Testament like Abraham and Isaac, and when they die, when an Old Testament believer die, where did he went to heaven? Alright. According to the Bible, he went to a place called paradise, which is a compartment of hell, where the believers were held captive by the devil against their will until Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave. Luke 23:43 tells us, this is our Lord speaking to one of the thieves on the cross. Today you will be with me here. Not in heaven, because the Lord didn't reach here. He didn't, after he died, he was buried and he resurrected. Right? There was a time when going to come now when all saints will go to be with the Lord. So what the Lord says here now? Today the Lord says, you shall be with me here in paradise. Ephesians 4:8-10, Paul making reference to Christ says, when he ascended on high, he led captive in his train. What does he ascend mean? Except that he also descend into the low part, a region. He who descend is the very one who ascended. When the beggar died, he went away to paradise or Abraham's bosom. Luke 16:22, Matthew 27:50-53 tells us. So what happened to some of these believers now? That die, Old Testament believers. Matthew 27:50-53 tells us, and when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit and soul. At that moment, the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people, or the saints who had died, were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. Now, how would you like to know somebody died about 20, 30, 40 years ago? Jesus came, he died for his burial, and he rose again from the dead. And when the Lord arose again from the dead, some of these Old Testament saints just, they just came out to the grave, right? Miraculous, and they come, like, sister, I know you do. You can imagine how some of them really went, right? So paradise where the Old Testament believers went after is now empty because Jesus our Lord went down there and liberated all Old Testament saints and took them to heaven to dwell in New Jerusalem, that heavenly city, which he had prepared for them. Now what happened to a New Testament believer when he dies now? We are in the New Dispensation. What happened when a New Testament believer died? Absent from the body? They go, they don't have to go to paradise again. Because Christ already came and what? He died for us. He was buried and the third day rose again. So we go straight to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hebrews 12:22-24. The author of Hebrew writing to believers says, you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyous assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You know what is the most important thing in this world? Remember that when the disciples came back to the Lord, what they said? Lord, even the devils are subject unto. Didn't they say that? The Lord said, don't rejoice because of that. What do you say, Mr. Rejoice the Lord? Because your what? Names are written. And some say, might be rejected. Oh God, thank you for giving me land. The Lord said, very well, good. Thank you for my house, Lord. Thank you for my car, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So don't rejoice because of that. Because see them thing here? They're temporal. They're going to be left here. Rejoice because what? Your names are written. And don't you ever do anything to cause your name to be blacked out. Not to black it out, you know. Keep living for the Lord, loving the Lord, and serving the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't trade your soul for a house of gold. Know that sound? All right. You've come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirit of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, to the spirit of what? Righteous men made perfect. Praise God, there's a time when we can be perfect. Right now we're struggling, many of us. I said right now we're struggling, many of us. Isn't that so? We're struggling with this and we're struggling with that and this happening and the other one happening. Sometimes we fall into sin, we're so sorry and we're struggling. But thank God one of you out, Father, waiting for that day when there's no more struggle. Oh, it will be over. Hallelujah. Aren't you anticipating that day? What a glorious day that will be. Right now, we face the fact. We're struggling. Huh? Struggling with this and struggling with that and struggling. But thank God, just a day is coming and all of that will be over. We will all believers spend eternity with God upon the new earth in New Jerusalem. Do you know why? When God created man, where he created him to live? Do you think God created man to live in heaven? Originally, when God created Adam and Eve, where did he create them to live? On the earth. So listen, thank God when New Jerusalem comes down back here upon earth, you're not going to be like the one that we have now. The elements will what? Melt with?
Fermented.
Revelation 21, 1 and 3 tells us. John speaking says, I saw New Jerusalem. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Thank God for the new heaven and new earth. Amen. For the first heaven, the first earth had passed away. And there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. And they will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. What a glorious hope we have, amen? God will be with us, and we will be with him. Hallelujah. I rather hear what the word says. He will live with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. I'm waiting for the day to happen. I mean, said, generally speaking, nobody anticipated to die. Some people say, you know, some people say it's better dead. But sometimes they don't really mean it. Other people might be longing to die for truth because of situation. But listen, I ain't saying, you know, I want to die, whatever the case would be. Whenever God ready for me, I'm ready to go. That's what I want to ensure, amen? When the time comes for me to depart, I say what? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So you better get serious. I talk to all of us, so you better get serious. Because if you miss heaven, you miss it all. Now, how does the Bible describe New Jerusalem? I believe it will be the most beautiful place your eyes will ever behold. I believe it will be so beautiful, words will not be able to describe it. Revelation 21 and 22. Its foundation is inlaid with precious jewel. Revelation 21, 19 and 20. The wall is made of jasper. Revelation 21, 12, 14, 18. The gates are made of solid pearl. Imagine a whole gate. Solid pearl. Revelation 21, 12, 14, 18, 21. And its street is made of pure gold. Revelation 21, 21. So everybody in there fighting up for a little gold chain and some people a little gold teeth. I just a little gold watch and a little, listen, when you get to heaven, according to the scripture, this street is made of pure gold, not counter gold, right? Mixed with copper or whatever. Pure gold.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna fight. Now don't trade your soul for a house of gold. Gold in heaven will be a common thing, like the streets. We call it streets. We have gold, amen. We will kill it. I'm gonna fight enough for gold today. It will be a place of no hunger nor thirst. Revelation 10:16, no sorrow, pain, nor death. Revelation 21:4, sometime you get pain, and sometime you get, you know, say, oh God, when this thing will be over? When it will be over? Those who suffer with pain will know that, right? But it will be a place of no more pain, brethren. I said no more pain. No more, you know, that thing makes you sorrowful in this world. No more sorrow, no more pain, nor death. Imagine you won't die. Live forever. And you will live with Jesus. Imagine you're going to Jesus, you're going to Father, you're going, the Holy Spirit will be there, the saints of God. You want to check out Abraham maybe, and check out Paul, the apostle, and Peter, and say, and suppose now you go up to Paul, and Paul say, you know what? While I was serving God, they felt me the brick, and listen, you see this party? I get a dent in the skull, right? And then Stephen comes and says, you know what? I saw the Lord preach the gospel, they stoned me to death. Right? And then somebody might come up and say, well, I went through this with the Lord, I went through that with the Lord, I go through all of these things with the Lord, you stand up there. And then the third thing said, well, we really went through for the Lord. No? You really went, really, no, I'm a hard look here. You know, something like that. Get to thinking. We're going to tell them saints. We're going to tell the Lord. We're going to stand up. You see, what you got to realize is this thing is about the Lord. I mean, not us. It's about the Lord. It will be a place of instrument and singing. So those of you playing instrument, I believe God will enable you to be able to play a real good instrument. How we just try to bang, 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 whatever. God can promote us. You need to play the instrument. Amen? Hallelujah. Place of instrument. It's singing. For some of you can't sing good now. Praise the Lord. The Lord, I believe, all you would like to sing, God will enable you to sing real sweet. Praise the Lord. Possibly. Revelation 4:14-3. A place of mansions. I got a mansion just over the hilltop. Hallelujah. Now do you? Think about, if you think literally about mansion, mansion is supposed to be a nice place, right? Isn't that so? Big and spacious and nice. I'm talking about the human, some people say resting place, mansions. The Bible says mansions. But think about literal mansions. What do you think your mansion will be like? Now hear what Jesus said. Lay not up for yourself what treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. Or where what? Your treasure is. So do you know every one of us are building our own mansion? We can't be setting up our treasure. So how big is your mansion? Some people don't want to do nothing for the Lord. They're lazy. Then they want to get a mansion. Now remember, God don't expect you to do what I'm doing. And you don't expect me to do what you're doing. God gave each one of us something to do. And if you be faithful in doing what God called you to do, that every time you give to the Lord, some people depriving themselves. I said they're depriving themselves of the goodness of God. When every time you give something to the Lord, you know, you say, not treasure in heaven. Every time you do a good deed, every time you pray for a brother, pray for a sister, help a brother, help a sister, encourage them, you say, not treasure in heaven. You know that? So how, if the Lord said, let me show you a bank account. And take it to heaven. What is bank account going to look like? We know about depositing and we know about withdrawal, isn't that so? Come on. I got a little knowledge about banking. I know about deposits and about withdrawing. So if you don't put in nothing in the bank, what you getting out? That's what the Bible says, I got tears in heaven. You know. God has got to what? Wipe away all tears. Because some people, they had the opportunity to live for the Lord and work for the Lord and sing for the Lord and preach for the Lord and whoever they had to do, play instrument for the Lord. But I think they're too insignificant for me. Mm-hmm. The greatest thing you can do is for the Lord, because your Lord will reward you here and eternally will be rewarded. So listen, if you're singing Sister Jennifer, our sister, Sister Edith, or whoever, Sister Anne, oh, by the way, people in the say you're singing good, are you singing for them? You're singing for the Lord, right? Amen? Amen? Amen. You're working, and when you're working, you're cleaning up the place. You said, Lord, doing this for you. And the Lord got a record book. You know, the Bible said the books will be open, and you put it down there. Sabi na yung book, bro. This is pan, this is sort of prompt. Put it down there. Then go up here, see a book, you say, Lord, help me understand, I say yes, all this you did. So, you got treasure in heaven, see? You got treasure in heaven. Hallelujah! It will be a place of perfect knowledge, wisdom, and health. Thank God, no more sickness. And Brother Garden was saying, I don't know, as you age, your body's not the same, you know. I said, as you age, your body's not the same. When I was maybe 20, 21, 16, I didn't know how much. I hardly get sick. I got the energy and the strength. When I turned 60, I ain't going to get sick. You want to know where these things are strong from? What part of the body dehydrated or whatever? But thank God the word said, by whose stripes you're what?
Yeah.
And of course, accept by whose stripes you're healed and get a good diet. Amen? Eat properly. Because you're not young. It's very young, you can't talk anything. Amen. How about you? I said, how about you? When I was young, I ate horse. I think they slapped horse away in the kitchen. I eat something in AC. You know AC? I eat AC. Yowry, you know what's yowry? When I turn that, they give me a yowry for taste and I eat yowry.
Yeah.
But tell you when I was young, right? Your stomach strong, eat anything. Now, keep your yowry and keep your AC and keep your heart. Praise the Lord. So thank God we will have perfect health. But do you know right here, God promised that He'll put none of these diseases upon us? I think the scripture recorded, if you live according to His word, He'll say, I am the Lord at what?
Healeth me.
Accept what God's word said, by whose stripes you were healed, and watch your diet and eat correctly. Amen? And sometimes do all of them still you got problems. See? Alright? It will be a place where God, our Heavenly Father, Jesus, our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Helper, the angels of God, and all the saints of God will live forever. Now, in order to go to heaven, what we must do? Receive Christ, our Savior and Lord, and start living according to the Holy Bible. But if you say, man, listen, I don't want to go to heaven. I ain't going to live if I want to do it. But let me show you where you want to go, right? If you still want to go there, I wouldn't like to know that you go there. But if you still want to go there, the choice belongs to you. Amen? So, what is this place we call hell now? We look at heaven, and I'm going to, well, I give you probably a broad view of heaven, right? Not reading all the scriptures. So if you want to go to hell now, say, me, I'm no big man. You know something that talks to people? I'm no big man. I live how I want to live. I'm no big woman. Alright, so you want to be a big man, big woman? God, see, you want to be a big one, big one? You want to like telling you? You know some children like that? The parents try to help them. Teach them the right turn around. They say, well, I'm 18 now. I'm my own big man. I do what I want to do. I go where I want to go. And I come where I want to come. Right, the prodigal son? Maybe he thought that, you know. I'm my own big man now, daddy. I'm going for my own. When I come back, you never recognize me, right? In that sense. When the enemy finished with him here, he was willing to take the scripture record to eat big food or maybe. That's why something got to love some of them. You got to love some of them. How we be parents say, we all is baby. Try and do things for yourself now. Stand up for yourself. Amen? You better learn to cook. And wash your clothes. Because when you get married, and if something happens to your wife, you got to try. Right? Mommy in there wrong? Amen? Or daddy in there wrong? Praise the Lord.
Amen, Lord.
I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. No, I always see people stay long, bro. You don't let the boy child do nothing. The girl can God do everything. You know that?
Yeah.
So, all right, good. So after I get married now, thank God for my wife. I learned to cook. I learned to cook from she. Right? If you eat some of my food, well, it's eatable, right? So I learned to cook, and I learned to wash clothes, and I learned to clean up house.
Amen.
After I get married, though, right? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Let's find out about this place called hell. And see if you still want to go there after you know. And now, you see, after you know, you got to choose whether you want to go to heaven. And let me tell you, I tell you going to heaven is just a walk through, you know. You're going to be tested, you're going to be tried, you'll be persecuted. But if you hold on to the end, what Jesus said? He that endure what? To the end, the same shall be saved. And if you hold on to the end, say, God, in spite of everything. Now, hell. What is hell? I don't believe many people know the meaning of hell. For example, if the place is hot, what people may say? The place hot like hell. Come on, is that what they say? If the place is cold, they might say the place cold like hell. If somebody run or walk a long distance, they may want to say, I run like hell or walk like hell. And even if they eat food, plenty food, they eat like hell. Possibly, right? In other words, some of them maybe don't know the real meaning of hell. But hell, according to the Bible, is a real literal place. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8 tells us, but the fearful, unbelieving, abominable murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars. You see these liars here? You lying here? You gotta be careful with this thing. This thing maybe get into the church, you know. Some people lie. And some of them lie, of course. Stupidly. Amen. I tell you, brother man, you might watch it till it's working, right? And I don't ask him, I say, brother, what do you think? So, part four. And you want to go, and you say, man, I'm watching working. You got to tell life, oh. Are we life, oh? But the Bible says all liars should have their part here. Yeah. Huh? Come on. Why do you get so quiet now, man? Because this thing like, is prevalent all over the place. When I went in to get visa in Guyana, you know, if your wife were away, then my man gave a visa. My wife is over here. The man said, where's your wife? I said, she's in America. He's over here. Man, you're like, you need a damn soul to come to America. You better be there. Langus like here. So he said, you watch me. And like, he's like, the man, when you're going to immigration, say, your best don't tell people, and if I just find out, they might pressure you. Tell them the truth. Amen? I said, tell them the truth. The one that give you what they want, praise the Lord. America is not heaven. My wife, me said, come back in the afternoon. You know what I mean? You get me through the visa. Hallelujah! Now there's only one aspect. But some people like all kind of thing. If you got a husband or a wife and you can't trust your husband or a wife, you marry them shambles. I say you marry them shambles. You got to learn to trust your husband or wife. But of course, if they do things that cause you not to be able to trust, and then you gotta build up your confidence back again. Amen? Amen? Everybody gets quiet on me now. I know. Move on from this. Yeah. All I shall depart in the lake of fire. We've been born it with fire. I believe, according to the Bible, hell has five compartments or prison. The first compartment or prison is called Tartarus. Now, who goes to Tartarus? This prison is a special one for fallen angels who sin. No demon or human ever go to this prison. 2 Peter 2:4 tells us, for if God spare not the angel that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. So did angel sin?
No.
Come on, did angel? Now angels are supposed to be holy beings, right? Perfect beings. And if they sin, well, you know, sometimes we do the same thing. Isn't that so? But thank God, if we confess our sins and repent, God forgive us. Amen? Then we have the boss of our bottomless pit. This prison is the abode of demons. No human spirit ever go to the abyss or bottomless pit. Revelation 9:1-3 tells us, the fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star or angel that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star or angel was given the key to the shaft of the abyss, where he opened the abyss. Smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky was darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts or demons came. So that's another one. Then we have another compartment of hell that is called the abode of the wicked dead. This prison is the tormented compartment of hell, where wicked spirits of the unsaved have always gone and will always go until the end of the millennium or 1,000 reign of Christ on earth. Then the wicked will be brought out of here to be reunited with their resurrected and immortal bodies and be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. So, this is a compartment. Where was the rich man? What the Bible says? And in hell he what? Lifted up his eyes, being in what? Torment. So there's a compartment now for the wicked dead. Revelation 12 and 15 tells, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things written in the books, according to their works. And whosoever was not found in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. And that's how much compartment we have. Three, or the fourth one, of paradise. This was the prison or abode of the righteous after physical death, where they were held captive by the devil against their will until Christ conquered death, hell, and the grave. It is now empty of the righteous who go to heaven at death. Since Christ captured the captive in hell and took them with him when he ascended on high. Ephesians 4, 8 and 10 tells us, this is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascend means except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So there's a fifth compartment. This is the big. You know, sometimes they go to prison, they got a hole in cell where it is holy. Or it is Jennifer and I'm here. But Ricky will not know that. They put you here and then they got a big jail, right? Not a big jail. But we talk about the big jail now, right? Big jail now. It's called the what? Lake of Fire. This prison is the eternal place of punishment and torment of all fallen angels, demons, and the wicked dead. Matthew 25, 4, 6 tells us, and these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Revelation 20, 10 tells us, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beasts and false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night. All right, we have other things we can talk about hell. Let me see. How? What is the dimension of hell? Anybody know? See, this is a whole Bible study. I'm trying to give you it. Anybody know? According to the Bible, hell is so large that you cannot measure it. So that place everybody, right? I'm just giving you some of it here. Where is hell? Anybody know where is hell? It's up or down. Hell is up or down. Alright, according to the Bible, hell is somewhere down. Ephesians 4, 9 tells us, but he ascended. Now, what can this be? He ascended means, but that he had previously descended from the height of heaven into the depths, the low parts of the earth. This our Lord speaking says in Matthew 12, 40, for as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and 3 nights, so I, the Son of Man, will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and 3 nights. Now, who was hell prepared for? Huh? It was prepared for who? The devil. Isn't that what the Word of God says? Come on, isn't that what the Word of God says? Matthew 25, 41 tells us, Jesus our Lord speaking says, depart from me, cursed, into everlasting fire. Prepare for the devil and his angel. Who was he speaking to when he uttered these words? To some people, to some human beings who did not do his will. Hell was never intended for man. But if man or human beings insist on rejecting Christ as Savior and Lord of their lives, then they must accompany Satan, his angels and demons forever and ever in the lake of fire. Anybody like Satan and they love Satan? And demon spirits? And wicked men and women? Well, the possibilities. if you don't accept Christ as Savior and Lord and live with Him, you don't meet up with the devil, and the devil now put it on you. Right now we're trying to put down, but sometimes you don't get to, you know, because of different maybe situation possibly. When you get down there, you reach up the devil and all them demons and all them. Imagine you'll be with in that place for how long? Whatever. Alright. I'm giving you everything here now. Let me just describe what hell is gonna be like. Then you will choose me. By after you learn about heaven and hell, you ever hear the word haro? You know about haro in Guyana? Haro is a thing that is commuted key, right? Straight up. After you know about heaven and hell, I live in like a haro. Straight by. Trust God. Who might say what they say, do it. They ain't gonna budge me. I said they ain't gonna budge me. Because when I die, I nobody make any good to hell. Because according to scripture, listen, it will be a place of fire. Matthew 25:41, I think. Where the fire is not quenched. Imagine some of you get a little born, you know, in our hand or something. You get a little born, right? And the worst thing you can do is going to pour hot water on. Like in born mode, right? I think that's what happened to me something ago. Maybe you rub something so it kind of cool the board. But imagine you are being in fire. And God can give you a body, I believe, of such, where it won't consume your flesh. You'll have your flesh. And that fire will be burning you forever and ever. Think about the pain. Fire. It will be a place of torment. Sometimes they say that by torment, it is God, and the neighbor, and my husband, and wife, you're no torment yet. If you end up in hell, then you will know it's torment. Amen? It will be for how long? Ever and ever. It will be a place of punishment. Matthew 25:46. Now, to be honest, none of us like to be punished. Now, sometimes when you get a toothache, a real bad one, some people want to take pliers and try. Because it really hurt, right? So imagine the pain will be 100 times that. And there's nobody to help you. Oh God, have mercy. Now it's time to ask God for mercy. Now is the time to make it right. Amen? It will be a place of punishment. Do you think it will be a place of sorrow? Place of sorrow? Psalm 18:5. A place of regret? Some of you going to ask my mother, I think you'll say, curse today or what? Damn, do you ever hear that term? Huh? You're going to maybe think back and say, better I was not born. Because it's truth. If you're going to help me, it's better you were not born. It will be a place of regret. A place where prayer will be made, but not answered. Father Abraham, send Lazarus to be deputy of the water and cool my tongue. If I'm tormented. Imagine you're praying, but your prayer not answered. A place where we will not have prayer answered. A place where knowledge and memory will exist. A place where one will be able to see, speak, hear, and feel. It is a place where men are conscious of life on earth, but cannot visit earth to warn men of its real torment. What is the duration of hell? How long do you think you will be in hell for if you go there? My prayer is that, oh God, don't let nobody go to hell. Oh Lord. I beseech you, I beg you, Lord. That's why Paul the Apostle went down so far, say, I beseech you. You know what he means by beseech? I beg you. Present your body a living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable unto God. What is the duration of hell or the lake of fire? How long would one be in hell or the lake of fire? According to the Bible, forever. For these shall go away where? Into the everlasting punishment. But the righteous into life eternal. A question. What will your answer be? If you're an unsaved person, you need to get saved or to go into hell. And if you're a saved person, don't let nothing or no one hinder you from going to heaven, and you're going to end up in hell. No backsliders believe is in hell. How many people had an opportunity to live for God and they just turned away from God? Huh? Because the Bible tells us the wicked shall be what? torn. I think this is what the scripture says. The wicked will be what? Torn into hell. And the Bible talks in the book of Galatians, those who do these things, that practice the works of the flesh, shall not inherit the what? Kingdom of God. But let me tell you, God has made it possible for every one of us here to have our sins forgiven, and thank God we can make it to heaven and not hell. Amen? Amen? I thank God night and day for that. And after I learn, you see something, what the Bible says, my people are what? Destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. You see, after I know about heaven and hell, you could get me to do anything that contrary to God's word and cause me to lose out with God and go to hell. And then got the person born yet. No born yet. I will go through anything, anytime, any place, anywhere. Because I know my final destination is going to be with the Lord. Amen? Let us labor, those of you who are working for the Lord. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all His wondrous love and care. And when all of life is over, and our work on earth is done, the role is called up yonder. And all of you are doing little. You know something? You know why I admire about my Lord Jesus? He always takes notes when people do little things. Thank God for those who do big things, right? He preaches and all. But the woman gave her two mites, you know, Jesus took note of that. And he says she had given more than they all. A little boy brings 5 loaves and 2 fishes and recorded in the scripture. Amen? Because the Lord takes note of the little things you do. Amen? And so I want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing. It might be big. It might be a little something. But do your best for the Lord. Amen? And listen, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that God, what? Leads to life. Brother, sister, you wouldn't lose. I said you wouldn't lose. I said you wouldn't lose. What Paul the Apostle said? I fought a good fight. I finished my course. And henceforth there's enough for me what? A crown of righteousness. Thank God, not only Paul will get it, but each one of us here will get it if we keep on keeping on. Amen? Keep on keeping on. Keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Give your best to the Lord while you have life. One of these days, when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Fight your fight! I said, fight your fight. You might be knocked down, but not knocked out. Yeah. Something, you look at boxing. And a mama get knocked down, but he get up and he still win the fight, right? Yeah. So the devil knock us down. We say, listen, devil, you don't get to me in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and command you to go, amen? Get up and fight. I said, get up and fight. Yeah. Because you got, God shall fight for you. The battle is the Lord, amen? He will fight with you. He will fight for you. We are on the winning side, brother, sister. They examine the Bible and say, I mustn't examine your guy, examine myself. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to tell you the truth, amen? You know what condemns? The word of God put you in the right or wrong, amen? Know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So I want to encourage all of us, brother, sister. Make your decision. If you're unsafe, make your decision. We want to go heaven or hell. That is your choice, not mine. I've already made my choice. I know where you're going. If you're a Christian, there's not time to turn back. You hear me? Don't let no boy or no girl or no whoever turn you away from the Lord. You stupid? Huh? I don't know. One Delilah comes in and Samson got big strong Samson. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be a strong man. There's just something you just, you know, bam. Something like he might get, I don't know. Judas now because of what? 30 piece of silver money. Betrayed the Lord. The boss said, listen, just on the hand. You know, just some on the hand. Can get some more money, man. You keep your money. You don't cause him what you do. No money. You got it? Me want that kind of money. Amen? I don't want those kind of money. Got those money there when you get it. Instead of being a blessing, as a curse. I don't want nothing that you got. When I get what I got, I must get it honestly. Amen? I must get it the right way. Judas want fast. You know some people want fast money? Judas like you want fast. I got this betrayal money. 30 pieces of silver, why you get money? Don't let nothing or no one hinder you from making it to heaven. Don't make a lady or a man or a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Or silver, or gold, or house, or land, or position. Because when you die, every single thing can be left here. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world? I'm going to close up now, because if you're looking at the news, see what happened? And it should touch us. In Missouri, the boat that was there, 17 people, according to my knowledge, lost their life. But the shutting is from a family of 11, 9 of them. How only God could have no people that handle that thing. From a family of 11, right? 9 of them died. Now, who knows? I mean, Missouri might have been in the boat too, because they're going for a little dry, right? Away, in case we don't, and could harm to any one of us, isn't that so? Huh? We're just going for a ride, whatever the case would be. But then death came along. That was it. A former president, Bush, his doctor, one of his doctor thing, cardiologist, he riding a bicycle. What did you tell him when you see going on? Somebody riding a thing on a bicycle, shoot the man, kill the man. Just like that. I was listening, I don't think I did it correct, but that little girl was in her home, I think she was on her, some in her bedroom, and somebody shoot a bullet. I killed that girl, and the girl went nowhere in your house, in your room. You see what this world turned to now? You see what this world have turned into? We don't know the day of our death. We don't know what can happen. Some of us going on the road, this week, go on the road, and you come back in the afternoon, and you reach home. They said, thank God, there's not the time for anything. Said, God, thanks for the reach home. The kind of people maybe went out and never come back. Huh? So, don't gamble with your life. Don't play around with your life. No one man, the Bible says, Paul the Apostle, sorry. Rather, let me say this and close up. As the thought come, I just want to leave it. Saul, you know what Saul said? He had a glorious opportunity to do all that God wanted to do. And a glorious opportunity to serve God. You know what he said? I play the fool. And I believe a lot of people in the church play the fool. Huh? Walk with your own salvation with fear and trembling. Listen, thank God for all the ministers and everybody. And they need to encourage. We need to encourage everybody. We need to encourage one another and pray for one another. But walk with your what? All salvation. Fear and trembling. So rather, that is so. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Now, if you don't know Jesus, you're saving the Lord. Don't want nobody looking around. This is not time to play the fool. Everybody know. Hallelujah. We want to pray for all of those who are not saved. You're not saved, but you want to be saved. You don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, but you want to know Him. Then, I'm getting ready. Hallelujah. Getting ready to lead people to the Lord. If you don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, this is not time for making jokes. This serious time we are in now. Everybody pray now. Everybody. All the children also, come on. You're big enough. Some of you have the age of accountability. Right? All the children, I want you to pray. Everybody, I want you to pray. Now, if you don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, everybody bow your head and close your eyes. Maybe you've been coming to church, but you still is not saved. If you die, you go straight to hell. Because you're not saved. You say, Pastor, I want to ensure when I die, I'm going to the place God, and I go to heaven. Everybody bow your head close. Nobody looking around now, just personal, right? You want Jesus, you want to be saved and ensure that you go to heaven and not hell. Now, if you want to, you haven't seriously done so, flip your hands up quickly and I'll pray for you. Come on, put your hands up quickly and pray. I see a hand there. I see another hand. Anybody else? Oh, praise the Lord for those honest people. I see two hands went up so far. Is there a third person here? Or you can take your hands up and put it on. I just want to see it. Just want to just indicate you need prayer. If you're not saved and you want to be saved, then flip your hands up quickly. Children, adults, whoever you be. Bible says the angels of heaven rejoice over one soul that repents, right? Amen? One woman. So for those of you who put your hands up, just take it down. And read this prayer not to me, say it after me. And Jesus will become your Savior and Lord. Dear God, we come to you. Dear God, we come to you realizing that we are sinners. We cannot save ourselves. you, Jesus, came and died for us. Lord, we are sorry for living a life of sin. We repent in the name of Jesus through the help of your Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus, our Lord, came. He died for us. And he rose again from the dead. We believe this with our hearts and we confess it with our mouth. We now receive you, Lord Jesus, as our Savior and Lord, and confess your Lordship. Help us to live for you and love you and serve you. So when we die, we'll go to heaven and not hell. In Jesus' name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. Let me pray for you. Oh, Father, I thank you for everyone that have taken Christ as Savior and Lord. Help them in a special way, Lord. Help them to live to please you, work to please you, do all that you want them to do. Help us to know that life here is all about you. God, we'll have to reach up to you one of these days. We'll have to give them a hope for our lives in Jesus' name. Now you're a Christian. You know the Lord. They say, Lord, you know, after hearing what you have to say from your word, me, I want to ensure that I go to heaven and not hell. Lord, I'm going to trust you by your help and strength to live according to the Bible, God's word. I'm going to do what your word says, not what I want, but what you want. If you want to make a commitment to the Lord, just talk to the Lord. You know to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, you know I want to be the kind of person you want to be. I want to know if a question is asked at any other time, or rather if a question is asked me at any time, if I'm prepared to go to heaven, I must be able to say with a sincere yes, I'm going to heaven and not hell. I don't want to be unprepared. The 10 virgin, they're all virgin. But 5 for wise and 5 for foolish. The wise one went to be the Lord. The foolish ones left back. But listen, God loves us all and cares for us. And I want to encourage us, brethren. You don't know how much, you know how much God loves you. We love you so much that Jesus came and died for you. No matter what you have done in the past, God is a God who forgives. Thank God if we confess our sins as believers, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I pray you'll touch everyone here, Lord. Touch those who have received Christ as Savior, Lord. Help them to love you and serve you in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your filthy hands off of them in Jesus' name. And those of us that are saved, Lord, help us to see the seriousness of living to please you and working to please you. Help us to see that, oh God, life is like vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Help us to know, Lord, that we can die at any time. And Lord, we must prepare to meet our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.